Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
We were mentioning today that one of the cool things that my friend who runs estate sales told me is a good thing to buy is kitchenware, specifically dishes, on the last day of an estate sale, especially for like our girls who are growing up and having their own lives and need dishes.
Everybody needs dishes.
Everybody needs dishes, but if you can't afford to or don't want to buy them brand new, and it's true. If you walk into a house that, you know, you've had a family or someone live there for a long, long time, it was a generational thing that, you know, dishes, like tons of dishes, fancy dishes every day.
Well, and, you
Christmas
know,
Christmas dishes.
After the show podcast, we're talking about the difference between a garage sale and an estate sale. Really, is that a garage sale is the stuff that you want to get rid of, or that you and your neighbors want to pool together and get rid of. But an estate sale is the stuff that nobody was really going to get rid of until somebody passed away.
Yeah.
So it's a very different, it's a different kind of an experience. And I would guess that dishes get left, or they're sort of like the last to sell because everybody's got dishes.
Let's go around the table. Where do you walk? If you walk into a nice home and you're there for an estate sale, what room do you go into first? Sam?
Probably the kitchen.
Kitchen.
Or wherever.
Smart.
I see like the good stuff is all stored.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in dolls and what's in your bedroom and all that.
There's good stuff around. I promise you, I've been to enough of them. I have so many little things to tell you.
It'd probably be the kitchen, though.
The kitchen is a good spot.
Oh, and probably the outdoors, like the if they have a shed or a storeroom.
Yeah,
I'd want to see what kind of tools they have.
The first time I ever brought Murphy to one where there was a whole shed of man stuff, I'm like, check that room out. I didn't see him for an hour.
It was fun.
I think we left with a shovel and something. Anyway, I have friends who, I have a friend, Miss Margaret, who lived down the street where we used to live, Murphy. She was over the moon about the bargain that she had gotten at an estate sale in our neighborhood. And she went on and on and on about it. A beautiful, one of those, fancy kitchen mixers.
Sunbeam mixer?
Something like that. Okay. Like,
the stand mixer
would have been hundreds of dollars and had barely been used, and she didn't have one. Mm. But they're a family that cooks, and she just had never splurged on something, so you know, high dollar or whatever. And she got one in an estate sale for like $10, and she was over the moon.
You know, what's funny about that stuff is you're gonna find that one thing that you're gonna harp on for the every time you talk about it. Because, like with you right now, it's the air fryer, You know,
$15.
Every time we bring it up, it's like in the $15 air fryer. It's like you're so proud of the fact. I don't mean you.
I am. I love a bargain.
But it's like, yeah, I found $5 things before too. And it's like, that's the one you want to tell everybody about. Yeah. And it was only $5. Whoa. There's always that thing.
I know.
So when you go into a house, the first room that you... I go into estate sales with you. So you usually actually just go with the kind of flow where you wind up. Is the closets and the
ladies' bedrooms.
Right, yeah.
Here's why. When I go to an estate sale and it's a nice home and there's a lady who lived there, baby, I have learned that Jody goes to the ladies' bedroom and bathroom area. Mm. I was so surprised the first time I was in an estate sale and I was even allowed in someone's bathroom. I felt weird. I'm like, this is so private.
It's like when you're at Graceland, huh?
This is so private. But that is where in this lady's bedroom, I found a Tory Burch bag, clutch bag that is mine now. And then I also once, I'm not going to lie, I was about to leave. Phoebe had brought me to an estate sale after school one day. She's like, can you meet me here? Let's go. It's been recently or whatever. Walked in. This house was, there was too much stuff. And you know how I get when there's too much stuff, Murphy?
Yeah, cluttery. Yeah.
I feel
claustrophobic.
Horrible.
Almost.
I got to get out. There's too much stuff piled up. I happened to walk into the ladies' bathroom and on the vanity, unopened, brand new in the boxes, a very good kind of skincare that I like. It's a subscription-based skincare. So this woman was getting it every month and some of it she had never opened. And I'm looking around going, what? And I flipped over the boxes, and they were not expired. So I got some serums and some moisturizers for nothing. Almost nothing. Hmm. That was exciting to me.
That's part of the thrill for me it's as much about finding things that are unique and different. Yeah. I love the saving money part. You know, vinyl, I tend to go to the family area because I'm interested to see what kinds of books and things that they displayed, mm-hmm. collected or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, or vinyl. And, I mean, other than probably the deal that time where there was a guy that gave me,
oh yeah, you got like boxes. A crate
boxes.
Of vinyl.
Yeah,
huh?
That was,
know,
a garage
for $25, right? Yeah, that was a garage sale.
Trying to get rid,
right?
of it.
Yeah, but it was his parents. It was his parents' music. But outside of those things, I'm just curious to find unique things that,
it's
because
true.
Different people collect different things. Like this house that we just went in, he was a clock collector. That's the first time I've ever experienced that.
200 clocks.
Yes, and I've never seen anything like that, and no two clocks looked alike. There were the antique, you know, mantle type mm-hmm. clocks. There were the wall mounts, yeah,
little cuckoo clocks and tiny mm-hmm. cuckoo clocks. I'm like, I might want a tiny cuckoo. That's cute.
Yeah. I guess he had a lot of time to collect those.
Yeah. None of them had the same time
none
on.
None of them
either.
Did, and none of them were running. That's weird,
oh,
isn't
okay.
it?
I didn't
yeah.
check that. I'm joking. It's a joke.
Yeah, but I guess because I'm kind of a nostalgic type.
You are.
I like, yeah, I like finding unique older things that aren't necessarily made anymore. So it's not for me as much about scoring the deal as to really see something that's like, wow.
I love a deal.
You don't see, I mean, I do love a deal, and most of these things are always going to be, you know, a deal. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to, you know, find something of incredible value for $3, you know, like the Constitution in the back of the frame. That would be nice.
That happens.
I would be fine with that. Yes. But I don't, but I go in, maybe it's because I really start to, in my head, picture the story of the person, which I think we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm. You romanticize it a little bit.
Yeah. When an estate sale is taking place and both, you know, the spouses have passed on, there's a story that's being told through their things.
There's a story that's being sold, actually.
Listen, yeah, well, that too, you're right.
According, I've Googled it a little bit, valuable items to buy at estate sales. Number one, art and paintings.
Yeah.
Art prints and paintings.
And you've done that.
Yeah, I mean.
As long as you know what you're looking for.
I'm not an art collector type, so if I like it and I would want it, I bought a painting, but I'm not looking for that. It's not where I go. Obviously, I go to the ladies' room.
Shoes,
kitchenware is number two on the list, and I do think that kitchenware, new stuff, is expensive, and it's smart to. You can find Corningware, you can find old Tupperware, which a lot of people love. My friend Jerry Ann said that she had some old Tupperware in this kitchen, this house that she's trying to empty out right now, and that. She sold a lot of it because some people just needed the lids.
Oh, yeah.
They had the bottoms and they needed the lids. You just never know. Small appliances go pretty quickly, and books. I'm always interested in books too. Like just to see, you know, what you're. If I'm at your house and you invite me over for coffee and you have a bookshelf, I'm going to look at your books anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to buy one from you. But those are the things, I guess, to look for. But my experience with estate sales, and I've probably gone more than either of you, if you have zero expectations, you're going to find something cool.
Yeah.
If you're looking to find something cool, you're not going to. It's just, that's my experience. So weird.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.